I have been sitting on this story for a couple of weeks now. The main reason, I feel like I give Caron Phillips a Deadspin too much attention sometimes. He only has 47 followers on Deadspin. He's a blue check mark on Twitter, but only has around 8,000 followers. He does not have a big platform. I don't want to give him any free publicity. But this dude gives me so much content. I should probably thank him. I really should. I should probably thank Caron Phillips for lacking intelligence, lacking logic. For years, people associated with HBCUs have brought attention to the fact that HBCU programs are not given enough attention. HBCUs don't get the same level of recognition as PWIs. Are you wondering what PWIs are? I did. I wondered. I had to look it up. PWIs are primary white institutions, otherwise known as damn near every other college in the country. Now, to his credit, Stephen A. Smith has worked for years now to spotlight HBCU programs. I want to say Donald Trump actually increased funding to HBCU, something Barack Obama never addressed in 8 years in office. Now, don't quote me on that, but I believe that to be the case. Anyway, the point is, people like Caron Phillips have complained for years about the lack of attention HBCUs receive. That all changed when Deion Sanders was hired at Jackson State. Deion Sanders commands attention. Wherever he goes, the spotlight follows. He was able to snag the number one recruit in the country from Florida State, which is unfathomable when you think about it. The number one recruit in the country chose Jackson State over Florida State. That is the kind of impact Deion Sanders is having. This has to be a good thing for HBCUs, right? More recognition, credibility to the program, more money coming in. Deion Sanders coaching at Jackson State, it has to be a net positive, right? Well, that is how someone with a logically thinking brain would see it. As we all know by now, Caron Phillips doesn't think logically. A few weeks ago, he posted an article on Deadspin attempting to explain why Deion Sanders is bad for HBCUs. Caron Phillips, he has had a boner with Deion Sanders for a while now. He does not like him. Check his Twitter feed, his article history on Deadspin. He has been going after Deion Sanders for quite a while, which shouldn't be surprising. Beta males tend to be intimidated by alpha males. After Deion Sanders lured the number one recruit in the country to Jackson State, Caron Phillips made it his mission to explain it to the 47 people in his audience why it was actually a bad thing for HBCUs, why Deion Sanders is bad for HBCUs. Not all publicity is good publicity. Yeah. Tell that to the leadership of the HBCU, which just sold out their national championship game in Atlanta for the first time in history. Why? Deion Sanders. Tell it to the city of Jackson, Mississippi. If you've never been to Jackson, Mississippi before, I strongly suggest you not make the mistake of visiting. Picture Detroit, but smaller. You know what Deion Sanders is worth to the city of Jackson, Mississippi? $30 million a year. That is the economic impact he's had on the city. Or why don't we tell it to the players at these HBCU programs? Because Deion Sanders brings increased attention, as well as NFL scouts, HBCU players have been able to obtain Neil deals. In other words, they're making endorsement money they wouldn't have otherwise made. Now, to be fair, Caron Phillips did point out these positives in his article, but the two or three positives he pointed out were outweighed by the 10 negatives, most of which were complete bullshit, flawed logic. I'm going to point out a few of them to you and explain where Caron Phillips went wrong. First up, Deion Sanders is associated with Barstool. Barstool is a major sports media platform. How could that possibly be a negative? Because they're racist, homophobic, misogynistic. Oh, there are those labels again. The labels apply to anyone who doesn't fall in line with the agenda. Urban Meyer worked at ESPN for a few years before taking the job at Ohio State. I didn't hear anyone complain that he worked for a company that gave Caitlyn Jenner the Courage Award. But as we all know, that fits the narrative. Caron Phillips point two. Deion Sanders called out players who opted out because of the COVID. Yeah, he sure did, and rightfully so. They should have listened. because he was giving them free knowledge. Deion Sanders told him if they opt out, the sport of football would go on without him. Isn't that exactly what happened? Players opted out. Games were still played. He also told them football is a business and to never forget that. Sounds like great advice to me. But shame on Deion Sanders for giving these kids the truth. How dare you? You know we are trying to brainwash these kids. Stop telling them like it is. Point three. Caron Phillips called out Deion Sanders because he was upset that no HBCU players were drafted in the 2021 NFL draft. I'm a little bit confused again. If you're an SJW, if you think the NFL holds back HBCU players, why would this be negative? I would think Caron Phillips would applaud Deion Sanders for doing this. But you see, when you view everything through the lens of bias, you can't be objective. Caron Phillips has a clear bias against Deion Sanders. Point four, Deion Sanders doesn't realize how important buy-in games are to HBCU programs. Oh. So now we're all about the money. We're not worried about the players anymore, like Caron Phillips pretends to be worried about the players. No, now it's all about the money. Yeah, buy-in games are great financially for the schools, but are they mentally good for the kids? How does it benefit a kid at Jackson State to travel somewhere like Tuscaloosa and get their ass kicked on national television? Caron Phillips claimed that Deion Sanders' ego couldn't handle the ass-kicking. Or maybe, just maybe, Deion Sanders is looking out for the well-being of his players. This dude is a made man. His legacy is already established. Getting beaten by Alabama 56-0 does nothing to tarnish the legacy of Deion Sanders, but it sure impacts the mentality of his players. You start the season 3-0 against teams of your caliber. Kids are feeling pretty good about the season. Then you play against a team you have no business playing, and you get demolished. Like Deion Sanders has said in the past, it takes weeks for the players to get over the sting of humiliation. It is not good for them, and it's damn sure not good for fans of college football. Point five. Deion Sanders was mentioned as a candidate to be the head coach at TCU. That's not fair. He told Jackson State that he was all in as their head coach. What the hell is the point here? Of course other programs are going after him. He went 11-2 his first full season, turned the program around, had them playing in the championship game, a game which sold out for the first time in history. Why is it Deion Sanders' fault that TCU showed interest in him? Did he accept the job? No. Is he still the head coach at Jackson State? Yes. I'm not sure what the point was here. Maybe Caron Phillips just needed some filler for his article. Final point. Last, but certainly not least. Deion Sanders brought in Instagram model Brittany Renner to speak to his team. Deion Sanders believes in the problematic stereotype that women are always at fault when male athletes are in compromising situations with women. Except that is not the reason he brought her in. He brought in Brittany Renner to warn these kids about the trappings of fame. Deion Sanders was aware of the fact that these kids were receiving more media attention than they ever have. With increased media attention, with increased fame, comes temptation. Brittany Renner warned them about women potentially using them. She warned them about the temptation and the trouble they could get in off the field that could impact them for the rest of their lives. What is Caron Phillips' problem with that? You know what his real problem is with Deion Sanders? Deion Sanders does not fall in line with the agenda. Several times throughout the article, he complained that Deion Sanders banned a black reporter from covering Jackson State. The black coach at the black school, who was supposed to be uplifting his own people, got a black reporter banned. That is not supposed to happen. Why? Why? Because the reporter's black? Deion Sanders can't ban a reporter he doesn't like because they share the same skin tone? What kind of sense does that make? He claims Deion Sanders is bad for HBCUs because he is only serving in his best interest. Once a higher profile job comes along, he will abandon Jackson State. Last I checked, TCU was higher profile than Jackson State, and he didn't accept that job if it was offered. There are always going to be positives and negatives with anyone, with any situation. But to say Deion Sanders is bad for HBCUs, then write an entire article failing to prove that point is just asinine. Deion Sanders is uplifting Jackson State, something you think Caron Phillips would support, but he doesn't, because he can't get past his own bias. All right, let me know what you guys think. Is Deion Sanders good or bad for HBCUs? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.